Migratory birds and endangered species living on military bases may be at risk if controversial new legislation passes. Tomorrow, the House will consider a bill that would exempt the armed forces from key environmental laws. Supporters of the legislation say military readiness will suffer if wildlife regulations interfere with the military's ability to train. NPR's Allison Aubrey has the story.
The Pacific island of Farallon de Medinilla is home to both rare migratory birds, like the giant frigate bird and the blue-footed booby, and a Navy training facility. The two are not comfortably coexisting. Last year, an environmental group sued the Navy, claiming the military's bombing and flying exercises were killing scores of birds protected under federal law by the Migratory Bird Protection Act. A judge ruled in favor of the environmentalist and ordered a temporary stop to the bombing. The decision outraged Congressman Joel Heffley, a Republican from Colorado.
Even the judge in the case indicated that it didn't make much sense, but that was the law. So that means if we want to make it make sense, we need to change the law.
And that's what Congressman Heffley is attempting to do. If his version of a legislative rider to the Defense Authorization Bill is approved by Congress, it would exempt the entire military from not only the Migratory Bird Act, but also the Endangered Species Act. Instead, they'd have to come up with their own compliance plans.
I think that when we're sending young people over to Afghanistan and all over the world to try to protect our interests, we want them trained like they're going to fight. And the chief reason for a military reservation is to train troops as they are going to fight.
But Heffley says right now, environmental laws are standing in the way of realistic training. Take, for instance, Camp Pendleton in California. More than half the base is declared critical habitat for 18 endangered species. This is a huge problem, according to Paul Mayberry, Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for Readiness.
Because of the Endangered Species Act, the Marine Corps is only limited to 500 yards for its integrated amphibious operations, its beach landings. And its ability to proceed and conduct that full exercise is restricted by the designation of critical habitat.
Mayberry says the military should be given some relief from burdensome regulations. It's an argument that doesn't sit well with some lawmakers, a group of 100 members of Congress led by West Virginia Democrat Nick Rahal has vowed to defeat the military exemption.
I think what we're seeing here is an attempt to use patriotism by the Department of Defense and by this administration in order to just run amok of current environmental laws.
Instead of trying to ram exemptions through Congress, Rahal argues the Navy should seek case-by-case exemptions from environmental laws in instances when national security could be jeopardized. Also, Rahal says, as the steward of 30 million acres of land, the military should cooperate with conservation groups that have proposed workable solutions to environmental problems at training facilities. Take, for instance, on the Pacific island of Medinilla, the environmental group Earth Justice, which brought the successful lawsuit against the Navy, is now trying to work with the Navy to design a migratory bird management plan. Earth Justice's Susan Holmes explains one option is to set aside funds to establish wildlife habitat.
So far, we have offered and sent out a message to them twice, both before the injunction and after the injunction, of our willingness to sit down to discuss ways that they continue to train and that we can also protect birds. And so far, we have been twice rebuffed.
The issue will come to some resolution by week's end. Congress will vote on the exemption legislation, and the judge in the Pacific Medinilla case, who could order a permanent halt to the bombing, has scheduled a hearing for Friday. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.